This has become a stumbling block to them that are weak. Meaning they can't come to faith in Christ because of your knowledge. They look at you and they think, well, it's hypocrisy. Or whatever, you know. I guess I keep trying to draw the analogy back to the other issues, but just remember the general principle. That which is offered to an idol, it has to do with knowledge. Knowledge that puffs up. Knowledge that is not going to commend us to God. I want knowledge that commends me to God. There is knowledge that will commend you. You know, knowledge that you believe. I mean, you know, I know the promises of God say such and such, and I believe it, and He gives it to you. Okay. So let's let not the freedom we have in Christ become a stumbling block to weak people. Because there are people who stumble at the silliest things, and you think, you know, ah, what's the big deal? You know, if they stumble, right? Huh? Well, yeah, you know, and to some degree, I'm going to say things that are going to cause people to stumble, okay? You know, whether it be, and it could be true, it could be, but let it be according to the things that Christ taught and the apostles taught. Let it be according to the things that pertain to godliness. Let it be according to the things that would save them. I don't want them to stumble at stuff that won't save them. Like, again, walking into the idol's temple and eating, right? The fact that I can do that, will knowing that save them? Will that knowledge save them? Them that are weak? Will that bring them salvation? Will believing that they can eat things sacrificed to idols? Is that going to help them? Is believing in this doctrine or that knowledge, is that going to help them be? Well, it's only the only ones are the ones that are going to bring them to salvation. That's the only knowledge that's going to save. Verse 10 says, if any man see thee that has knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? Meaning, they believe in the idols. Now they're going to be emboldened. Emboldened is the same. Now here's an, see, this is why I go over these words sometimes. This is the same word as charity edifieth. It means to build up like a house. So he's saying they're going to be built up to eat things which are offered to idols. Great. You know what I mean? And that's the thing with the, you know, it's like you start teaching these doctrines. Okay, let's say they see you have a doctrine about, you know, here's my experience. I believed in science. Or I wanted to believe. You know, there was this conflict and I realized a lot of the creation science stuff was bunk. You know, all stuff about moon dust and all these things that just aren't true. Inaccurate things in creation science. All right. And then there's, I know they got some points, but you know, there's all kinds of anomalous things in the earth. You know, I don't look into the ground for truth. I don't look into the stars for truth. I look into the Word of God for truth. That's where I'm at. Okay. But still, I believe, I knew a lot of things and that made me weak. Knowing things in the world, having knowledge, evolution, so on and so forth, that made me weak in faith. And so I ran to a teacher who would teach out of science. You know, oh, the earth is millions of years old, billions of years, because, and here's how the Bible teaches it, right? And he taught me those things. And you know what? I was built up in those things. I was built up in doctrines of how old the earth is. I was built up in doctrines of endless genealogies. I was built up in doctrines of all kinds of things that do not lead me one step closer to being like Christ Jesus. Even things like the rapture and stuff, I realize it's like there's a, well, the resurrection of the dead. The doctrine of Christ pertaining to the resurrection of the dead is very important. So it's foundational. You have to have that stuff straight. If you transgress it, you don't have God. So, That is not, because, well, look, I examine everything. Is that knowledge that puffs up? Well, it could puff you up. Okay, knowing that can puff you up. I know better. But that won't, that's just knowing there's the rapture doctrine is wrong. That's knowledge, but that doesn't save you. You have to have the true doctrine. You have to have the doctrine that leads you to righteousness, salvation. Grace reigns through righteousness unto salvation, Paul said in the last verse of Romans chapter 5. As sin hath reigned unto death, so shall grace reign through righteousness to eternal life. So what happens is, you know, when you, whatever you do out of your knowledge, you preach into people. And you're going to build them up to do those things. Meaning, if I'm preaching out of science, I'm going to build people up in science. If I'm preaching out of, Leviticus, I'm going to build people up in Leviticus. If I'm preaching out of prophecy, I'm going to build them up in prophecy. But we want to be built up in the love. We want to be built up of love unto a house that is the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. We are a house. We are a body. All those things. We want to be built up on a foundation of Christ, taking heed how we build on it, lest we be built up in vanity. Again, hey, you know, we have now, we have all sorts of liberty in Christ. Isn't that great? But there's, again, I will not allow that liberty to control me. You know, a lot of times it can be used as a cloak of malice. And through thy knowledge shall the weak brother perish for whom Christ died. Now a brother comes into the picture. And I say it could be a brother or someone who's not a brother or someone who's going to be a brother. Again, this person will be destroyed. But if you hadn't been that way, maybe you could have been your brother. Again, everything is according. Look at this. Is Paul, this kind of undoes your predestination, doesn't it? Well, not really. There's no question, right, of whom's going to be saved. But woe to them by whom destruction comes. You know what I mean? For me to walk blameless, I don't want to be causing the people to turn away from Christ on the basis of my own arrogant and puffed up attitude towards certain kind of knowledge. If I'm turning people away from Christ on that basis,